T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I am leaving on a jet plane. Don't know where I'll be after
this. Let that go. That's a lot of reduction elements in this from Dan. All right, we have with us here on the Dom Show, Dave Dempsey. Dave is the owner of High Exposure Aerial Advertising. We were fascinated. Yesterday, we voted that one of the greatest side questions ever. I did, in the top five. We asked, what does your banner say coming off the kid landing on the Ocean City Bridge? Today's side question, by the way, is fictional parents. National Parents Day coming up. Who are the all-time fictional parents? We'd love to hear from you on that. Let's go to Dave Dempsey again, owner of High Exposure Aerial Advertising on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, thanks for coming on today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dave, have you ever piloted, or are you the on-the-ground guy, the business side of it?
I have piloted numerous times. I've been a commercial pilot since the early 90s. But most of what I do now is fly the desk.
Okay. So, Dave, fly the desk. Hey, you stole that line. It's from the NASA thing that's on Apple, Dan, whatever that is. You're going to have me fly a desk? All right. So, Dave, ever run into anything like this where you had to land not in an airport?
I have. You know, many years ago, I had an aircraft that I had recently purchased, and maintenance wasn't what it should have been, and I had an engine issue and had to land in a cornfield. It was uneventful.
Oh, man. Well, you could say that now, yeah. But we were piecing with this kid how nonchalant it is, and the news media said, well, there wasn't a traffic. I found it hard to believe there wasn't a lot of traffic. Maybe they paused. Think about it. When you're up there and all, would it occur to you to land on a bridge? I mean, what do pilots think of in a situation like that?
Well, the first thing, you know, you're always trained to do is just fly the airplane. Make sure you have safe airspeed.
Okay.
Most of the banner planes are highly modified. They create a substantial amount of lift. So when they lose an engine, they're very good gliders. And so the next thing you do,
like Dave, excuse me, how far could you glide? Do you think?
You could glide, depending on your altitude, you could glide a couple miles, no problem.
Wow.
Every airplane's got a different glide ratio.
Yeah. And how about he got rid of the banner? Why is that? Is it bulky? It would have hit something? How do you do that? What do you do?
So the aircraft has a mechanism on the back that a D-link would go on, and it's attached to a rope that goes to a hook that goes to the banner. You have a lever in the cockpit. When you can pull that lever at any point, and it opens up that mechanism on the tail and releases everything behind you. In fact, when you're done flying a banner, you come back to the airport. That's how you discharge the banner. You throw out another hook, and you come and pick up another banner.
Well, this is one of my favorite forms of advertising, Dave. I don't know if people tell you that all the time because, you know, there's nothing more fun. You got people, even if you're, I picture myself walking into the ocean. I look up. I don't know who wouldn't look up and see this going by.
You need a job in sales?
I do it every day. Yes. Well, Dave, why don't you advertise with us? Sorry, no, I'm not going to do that. So, Dave, how much do you do it by the hour?
It's different for each venue or each location. We sell either by the hour or by the route. Most of the local businesses are conditioned really to buy by the route. They want to advertise over a certain beach, and they're not really concerned about how long the airplane's in the air.
So they would only choose one beach, maybe?
Yeah, we can fly one individual beach, a couple beaches, or the entire state, or go from Ocean City, Maryland, all the way up to New York.
How much an hour, say, if I were flying over where the Dom Dome summer capital is in North Wildwood?
So, you know, if it's just a happy birthday or a marry me, something like that, you're in the $675 range to get the job done. That includes building a banner. If it's a commercial account, your rate's going to be anywhere, you know, probably for Wildwood in the threes, you know, up to the sixes, depending on how frequently you're flying.
Why does it cost more then to say happy birthday than it does the commercial one?
We'll make some money on frequency. And every time we fly, you need an ad. So for the personal ones, we're building that ad and taking it apart just for one job.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, exactly. So what are the parameters? And Dan, jump in here now. Dan's a shore guy, Dave, early on. What's the website, too? Where do people find you, Dave Dempsey?
They can find us at usairads.com.
usairads.com. So what do you rule out, Dave? Give us some of the war stories. What do people come and want to put up there? You can put political ads up, right?
We can put political ads up. We tell everybody here, if you take an order and you have to think about whether or not you should be flying it, we probably shouldn't, and then we put it to a vote with our administrative staff.
Okay.
We try not to fly anything that's blatantly derogative or doesn't really match with the demographics of the people we're advertising to. A lot of families down here on the beaches, a little bit different than if we're flying around the stadiums, right?
Oh, yes. So some gentlemen's club, for example, we may not be seeing that flying over. But wait a minute, though. Do different beaches have different demographics? Maybe over Wildwood, there might be a gentleman's club. Come on.
Where does Dan go?
I don't know his choice of gentlemen's club,
sir,
but yes, yeah, exactly.
I was referring to the beaches, but yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Dave, though, what have you rejected that you can tell, at least in general terms? What do you reject?
I know some of the political messages that we were asked to fly in the fall had to be reworded because they were somewhat slanderous towards the people that were running for office. On a personal note, we had a guy just 2 years ago that his wife caught him cheating, and in order for them to get back together, she wanted him to fly a banner down the beach with a message geared towards the girl who was going to be on the beach that he cheated with.
We hit the mother load here. Slow down, Dan. We have to hear this. Oh, my goodness. Did you do that? That would have been a public service.
No, we took a hard pass on that. It wasn't a very friendly message.
Oh, and she sees it on the beach. Have you ever, Dave, gotten something because somebody sees it on the beach and there's – well, with cell phones and all that, there's a reaction or something, an immediate reaction. In other words, which ad has gotten the most reaction over the years? Is there one?
Well, you know, there's not one that really stands out in my mind. I can tell you that with the use of cell phones and social media, that we do get a lot more feedback from our clients as far as the number of hits they might get to a website or phone calls, more so than we would have had, you know, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best forms of advertising imaginable. I mean, because if you notice it, it's up there for a while. And with cell phones now, you're right, people can act if they wish. Or if it's just a, you know, repetitive thing about a place to eat or something like that, it's not offensive in your face, but it's there. And you can't help notice it. Dan, you had a question.
If you want to respond to that, it's unrelated to what you just said. So
go ahead.
Go
ahead, Dave.
I was going to say, yeah, and the feedback we do get from customers, we've been flying for Wawa for years. I hope they don't mind me saying that. But we've been told, according to their ad agency, it's one of their favorite form of advertising. It is. There's a fun side associated with it because it is in motion. You're usually doing something you like. You're at a ball game, at a parade, or at the beaches, you know, when we're flying. So it's got that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Dan?
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of unemployment right now, people changing jobs. If somebody wanted to get involved and fly with you, what's the process? Do they have to – obviously, if they go get a flying license and all that, what's the deal with that?
Correct. So you have to be a commercial pilot. So you have to have had that formal training. And in order to be a commercial pilot, you have to be at least 18 years of age, and you have to have a minimum of 250 hours flying time. Most will have a little bit more than that. So then you come to us, and if you want to fly banners, then you go through a training program that we have in place. And once we've trained you and we're assured that you're a safe pilot, then the FAA comes out and they do what's called an observation, just to vet the training process was completed properly and that the pilot's skills are where they should be, that everything's done safely. At that point, you know, they can go to work for us. It's usually, you know, in the commercial aviation industry, this and flight instruction are probably two of the more popular jobs that a new commercial pilot will gravitate towards to build time.
And I know all I know all companies are different, and you can't speak to the situation in Ocean City. But if a situation like that were to happen, where a plane has a failure, are the flyers the owners of the planes, and they have to be out of commission, or is the company the one supplying the planes?
The company is the one supplying the plane. Okay. Yeah. And that's 99% of the time. There are some leased aircraft, you know, they get used in the industry. Sometimes it comes with a pilot. Sometimes, you know, the person who's leasing the aircraft provides the pilot.
Parting question.
I love the fact that we can hear planes in the background.
Yeah. Dave Demps, thought you were playing that, Dan, owner of High Exposure.
That's coming from his phone.
High Exposure Aerial Advertising. And Dave, what's popular right now? What kind of brand is it? Restaurants? What is popular? Political ads? They probably start a little bit later. What are we seeing?
We've been running some political ads in New Jersey consistently through the beginning of the summer. I would say that the biggest buyer this year, and it does change, is probably adult beverages.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of seltzers.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, Dave, give that website again, please, for what you do.
Sure. It's usairads.com. You can also find us, not to confuse you, at njairads.com.
Very nice. I just wish you had run that thing across the beach with the other woman. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I love that idea. Hey, Dave, thank you. Thanks so much. I hope to talk with you again. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Anytime. Take care.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.